This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Big busts!
With the first pick in the 2007 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
And high-value picks.
With the 262nd pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Brock Purdy, a quarterback from Iowa State.
This is a Draft Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness, celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080. The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, and live on YouTube. Shout out to everybody on YouTube, man. Our numbers have been really good the last couple of days. Lots of folks watching, commenting, arguing back and forth about draft picks and busts.
I love the debates. I love it all. I wish we could all hold each other in the community accountable. Hey, remember when you chimed in with
that take?
Remember Sprague was way wrong on this? Remember Dirt's an idiot?
Yeah, it is true. I am an idiot.
Can I give you one nugget? And I was listening yesterday. I'm just listening to you as much as I can in my, you know, my life. Mina Kimes had Matt Miller on, and Matt Miller threw out something that I thought about it, and I went, oh, please don't let that happen. And I don't hate this team, actually. I like them. They're likable. The Bengals cannot figure this out with T. Higgins. They're going to franchise tag him. They haven't even talked since he requested a trade. Like, neither side has talked to each other. They're in this frozen, loveless marriage where they refuse to divorce. I know I have family in these relationships.
Very awkward.
It's so awkward. Yep. Everybody knows it, but nobody can say it out loud. And they probably bring T. Higgins back for one more year on the tag because, like, why not? If they do have to move off him, though, after this year, Matt Miller threw out them as a sneaky watch out. Do they feel like they can move up and acquire Rome Odunze?
That would be terrifying.
Ja'Marr Chase.
That would be terrifying.
Rome Odunze with Joe Burrow.
I mean, those are those kind of moves that you make where you then get him on that cheaper contract for the next 4 years, or at least 3 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it just makes everything else that you're doing that much easier.
Yes.
I would be shocked if that ended up happening, but those kind of moves are the difference. And I think there's a handful of teams that are in that category, man. That's why tonight's so fun. Like, what are the Niners going to do with Ayuk? What's the move there? Amon-Ra St. Brown got, what, $77 million guaranteed yesterday?
Yeah, it was four over 120, so 30 on average, 77 guaranteed up front. I'm sure the average has changed year by year, but, you know, roughly in that kind of ballpark.
And that's, I mean, I think they're fairly comparable players, right? Not like you wouldn't label them best wide receiver in the NFL, but clearly really solid players for their team, up and coming. I do too, and I love Ayuk too. I think Ayuk's a really underrated, forgotten part of that 49er offense. With Purdy on the rookie deal, they can technically afford it, but it comes down to, if you pay him, are you willing to let something else go? Do you like a wide receiver in the draft? Like, that's where tonight, to me, gets so fun of T. Higgins, Ayuk, AJ Brown, how many of these guys get dealt? Yeah. Do they go to competitive teams? Because there's a lot of folks out there, Buffalo being a primary candidate, who is looking for a game-changing wide receiver, whether it be through trade or through the draft tonight.
Well, San Francisco needs help on their offensive line.
They do.
They need cornerback help. That's why they've been linked with Kool-Aid McKinstry so long, because Ward's going to be an unrestricted free agent. Lenore has had a really good career. I was actually thinking about this yesterday randomly. Mario's two biggest draft players in so far in his career, you would probably say Kayvon and Lenore, right?
Am I omitting? Penei Sewell.
Oh, Penei. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And Javon Holland.
Okay, you're right.
They both sat out the COVID year.
Okay.
And that sucked because the Oregon fan only got a good. Penei really only played 1 year at Oregon.
But Penei has been a stud.
Yes.
And he just got rewarded for it.
Paid,
he has the second, is it lowest, highest? I forget how you look at it, but he's got the second best. In terms of sack percentage in the NFL, he's been an absolute monster for them, a unit at right tackle.
He epitomizes what Detroit and Dan Campbell want to do.
Yes, man, Campbell's gotten his man, and they locked him up yesterday. Javon has been an absolute beast in Miami, so I can't believe I just overlooked those two. Kayvon's been, I think, mostly up, but he's had some weeks where it's like coming and going. And Lenore, I think, has been awesome for San Francisco. So,
really good under-the-radar player.
You know, does San Francisco feel like they need to move up for offensive line and secondary help? We'll kind of have to wait and see. But again, the back end of that draft is so underrated that all of these good teams to great teams tend to nail down their picks, which is why they find themselves in the positions they're in. Ayuk is interesting. All of the metrics, the analytics just talk about the separation he has and his route running, and everything about him screams pay him. And he's probably only going to get better because he's got age, he's got wisdom, he understands it. But man, that's such a large number. And if you're signing him, are you moving Debo? That doesn't save him a whole lot in cap space, but like these are the hard decisions guys like John Lynch have to make.
Who's more valuable to their offense?
Well,
that's
Debo
an impossible
gets hurt,
question.
Though, but that's the problem is Debo gets hurt. Ayuk is there. I've had debates with Niner fans in my life about if Ayuk is a one. Is he a one? A lot of people think he's a one. Some people are like, you know, like that Super Bowl. Did he do enough in the Super Bowl? It's tough. These are the decisions that I'm glad I don't have to make.
Yes.
Because you draft these guys, and then it's like, who are you paying? Are the guys you drafted? They're all performing. Do you get rid of Debo?
No.
Man, that seems like it'd be crazy to a lot of people, but he's been injury prone. I don't know what they're going to do. The history of them says they'll end up paying him.
It does. They have a good track record of that. I mean, they have dealt with a couple guys like Armstead and Buckner. Or not Armstead. I think he finally
They paid Armstead, but they finally moved off of him.
Buckner was the name I was trying to say.
Yeah.
And that was one where it was a similar problem, right? Like, how many guys on the defensive line can you pay?
Yep.
Wait, let's get another draft. And they ended up drafting Hargrave with that pick. And it was the thought of, we don't want to give him the money. Let's get a guy on a cheap rookie contract. And that's where I think the Ayuk smoke is do they make that deal and then go make a play for a while? Wide receiver in the draft to fill that void with a guy who's not going to be requiring $35 million a year.
Well, and Richardson's coming back, and just keep this in mind. The NBA works on this business a lot more, I think, than the NFL does, but sometimes who you do business with matters. They sent Buckner to Indy.
They did. Indy could use another one. I mean,
Indy,
I know they just paid Pittman, but
they could use an Ayuk, though. If you're going to help Richardson develop and not be as dangerously mobile, Pittman, good player. Having an Ayuk on the other side, not a bad decision. I'm not saying that's where it's going. It could be Jacksonville. It could be Indy, maybe Buffalo to replace Diggs. But, you know, whether they sign him or move him, it's one of the hundred of fascinating things that potentially could be happening tonight.
Yeah. I got a couple more draft nuggets, and some listeners are sending some stuff in. Vancouver 4 text line, by the way, 503-864-6326. I want to get to them at the bottom of the hour, and some takes on the quarterbacks and thoughts on Penix and the local guys that are starting to come in. We'll highlight some of the other names that you should just keep an eye on that will get their names likely called tonight from the Northwest schools. There's a trio of offensive linemen from Oregon State, Oregon, and Washington who could hear their name called tonight. So there's a lot of local interest. I want to just take a brief timeout, brief pause, brief break in the action, and sneak in a little NBA playoff conversation if that's okay. You don't want to do it. You don't even want to talk NBA.
No,
I know you do. I know you do. Schultzy, what do you think? Is it worthy? Or do we just keep rolling with the NFL draft?
I can't tell. LeBron tonight, I feel like that is worthy, especially
after could go down 0-3. Embiid saying they're going to come back.
Anthony Davis slamming down the mic. He made a shot. Play defense, you jerk. Admit you didn't play defense and shave your unibrow. Yeah, let's talk NBA playoffs. Wow.
Now we're just taking physical attacks.
Now I'm kind of excited.
Okay.
Now
I'm, kind of, I'm all in.
Now I'm kind of excited.
I'm all in.
And apologies for no Barkley there. I can't.
It's a bummer.
I can't do another one of those segments.
That is one of our favorite segments of the week. We actually are not supposed to have BetQL. Well, not have, but like it's not a mandate for BetQL. We have a partnership with BetQL, obviously, and we love Ken Barkley. We wanted to roll that thing post-football season because we just love talking with him, shooting the S, and finding, you know, value in any sports gambling. So we're more bummed than anybody else, and it sucks.
And a good correction from a listener. The Niners drafted Kinlaw. They signed Hargrave. I got my D-lineman mixed up.
Kinlaw was the
pick with the Buckner
trade. Well, he's moved on.
And now, yep,
so that's the other thing about San Francisco. They have had such success, and they've also had, like, two of some of the biggest flop picks in the top 10 in the last, like, 10 years with Solomon Thomas, instead of even evaluating Mahomes.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It is pretty crazy that there's still that. Just
and
the what
Kinlaw was never
no,
that
never
great.
Played up.
No.
The what-ifs of if they just would have got those draft right, man. Okay, couple of quick NBA thoughts and a couple of college football nuggets, and then we'll get back into the NFL draft coming up bottom of the hour for the rest of the show. We are back after this on The Fam.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to read a thought here. We were talking about the all-star situation, draft situation, how the NFL will go market to market for the draft, which is something that I'm a big fan of. Somebody said P1 here. This is the Vancouver Ford text line. P1 here.
Okay.
On the 205, been an NBA fan since I was born. Trailblazer fan forever. In these last 3 years, it really makes me feel like we're not even a part of the NBA anymore. we're completely irrelevant. Our owner is a lame duck. We can't host an all-star game because of hotels. Are you kidding me? It's the worst feeling ever as a Trailblazer fan. And I just want to let you know, buddy, as a P1, this host, who is also a P1, I'm right there with you, dude. Do we even exist? Do we have a team still? I don't know. Do we still have an organization?
Kind
of sums it up. It sums it up perfectly.
You know,
does it not?
I want to read a text I had with somebody.
You better hope you get these next two draft rights, buddy, because if you flame out these next two drafts, think you're irrelevant right now?
I mean, we couldn't even score.
Can I add that real quick, Schultzy?
Yes.
It's not just that you better nail this draft and next year's.
Next year's the important one.
You need your last two to
pan
admit.
Out.
Yeah, like, Scoot has to be the guy. Shaden has to show you he's a guy. Man, you don't hit those two. Ooh, ooh.
And just a quick comment on the overall sports landscape in Portland. We couldn't even score the Arizona Coyotes. They went to Salt Lake. The NHL moved to Portland, and I know, Dirt, you're a huge advocate of this. It's, like, ready. It is primed. That there's been a spot for years for an NHL team here. That can't even happen. They can't even get a WNBA team here. So why the hell would anybody care about sports in Portland?
Can't get our baseball thing. It's been going on for a while.
I didn't even think that was worth mentioning.
I care.
I care strongly.
No, but like, I get not wanting to watch night to night. It's a tough regular season when you're that bad. But I care. I care. We can disagree on the approach. I care. I don't talk about it because I don't care.
Right. I want them to be good.
Like, I was one that a couple years ago when, and this is not last year, the year before, the year that they drafted Shaden, that was number 7 in the draft. That, I think statistically speaking, is not that valuable of a spot mostly.
The first pick that was a lock that they were going to trade?
Well, but that's the thing is everybody ranted and raved, oh, that's too much to give up to trade the number 7 pick for OG. And I'm like, having an OG on Anunoby next to Dame Lillard and then knowing you were going to get a Jeremy Grant, like, not the worst thing. I just care, and I think there is... and my position has changed on this. I have changed my opinion on this, and I would think the last 7 to 8 years, caring and valuing caring and not openly telling your fan base we're going to suck matters. It just does. And you can, as you improve, look for ways to be creative. We all trash Bob Whitsitt, which I always find comical. At least I knew that guy's pulse was going to try to do that thing. Now, did he jump the shark on it? Absolutely. When you got into Sean Kemp territory, it was like, something don't smell right here. You know what I mean? Something's not right. But at least he was willing to risk it for the biscuit. Maybe this will work out. Maybe they'll nail Cooper Flagg. Shaden pops baby Kobe. Scoot takes a mat. And I'll also say, awesome. You nailed it. But I care, and I don't want to watch them suck for a long time. And this was their third year of sucking. They're going to be worse next year, so it'll be 4 years. Even if they get Cooper Flagg, they're going to suck in the fifth year. And you're hoping
year six
that year six of them having not been bad is the year that they take that bottom of the West playoff leap. And year seven, we're kind of talking about them in a what can they do this year moment. That's what your hope is.
I think the other part of it that makes that texter preach to my choir even more is just the landscape of the NBA. And this is why I'm so frustrated as a sports fan in the city of, I would argue, and maybe you guys disagree strongly with this, I think it's hardest to win a title in the NBA.
Yes.
Because it's just, you need one guy, and you can't, unless you tank or hit the lottery in the draft during a Quesarito commercial, you're not going to find the one guy.
Well, especially in Portland, I would
especially
say yes
in one
your,
guy, right?
Yes.
And so you don't have any ability to attract free agents. No. We cannot sign them here. So the only, you're basically shut off. We're like a college football team that says no to the transfer portal. We're like Clemson. We can only improve the team through draft or through trades, and we're unwilling to give up our assets and trades because it's too much, and we have this fear factor, and we never make big trades. So then it basically just comes down to getting lucky in the draft, mm-hmm. which is an absolute roll of the dice, and it's why I'm so frustrated as a fan here. Like in baseball, you can re-sign your guys, you can have small market teams that win, that you don't have to have the best player in the sport. Like Mike Trout is the first guy in the bigs to 10 home runs. Did you guys know that?
I did. He did it yesterday.
He did it yesterday. I think his home run and
what's his ribbies though?
Like 11. Yeah, exactly. His home run and stolen base numbers leads his team 20-something games in or whatever. Yeah. He's like the second guy to ever do that in baseball history for a second time. Like he's the best. He has been largely the best player for the last 10 years, and he has no playoff wins to show for it. Baseball, you don't need that. Hockey, you don't even necessarily need that. Connor McDavid is Connor McJesus, and they lost at home last night in game two. Like it's an even playing field. The NBA is not that way. And I think to the listener's point, not only do you feel beaten down by the situation of the organization currently, but also just that the entire landscape of the league is built against you. You're not in Miami. You're not in Dallas. You're not in New York. You're not in Los Angeles. You're never going to attract guys the way those markets can. And the league has tried to have these, incentivize early extensions, max deals to get paid more money in certain cities. But guys have just learned you sign the deal, you demand a trade the next year, and you could go play basically wherever you want. They have all the power, and it's so hard for us to find a footing there.
Donovan Mitchell, there's a lot of scuttlebutt in the NBA. He is going to walk away. They've asked him, and he's refused to talk about commitment. Cleveland clearly has been building this thing to keep him.
Yeah.
And why would you not want to keep a Donovan Mitchell when you have a Mobley, and we'll see what they do with Garland. But sometimes it's luck. Sometimes you get the right guy that doesn't care that you're Portland, right? We had that for a decade with Dame. It was like, I love it here. My whole family's going to move here. You know, Oklahoma City, we've cited them a million times in one. But, what's funny is it's working so far for them They capitalize on the trading of one of their stars for the desperate big market team who had the new owner. And what they got in return was the young stud that everybody knew was a stud, but didn't know what degree he was a stud. And so far has had zero noise that he's unhappy and being in Oklahoma City sucks for him. He's a god in OKC, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But they went and rolled the dice, traded the big star to the big city, and they got the young 20-something to say, I'm living in L.A., but now I'm living in Oklahoma City. And I've been to Oklahoma City. It sucks. And so far, they got two skyscrapers now.
Hey,
they're
easy,
building.
Easy.
The brick district.
Oh, still nothing going on.
But he has not had one thing of noise, and maybe this is just his, you know, his group. Not one ounce of, you don't like it, Oklahoma City. Well, then they get Chet. And then they get Jalen Williams, and they get another Jalen Williams. And it's like, you start, Lou Dort's there. And, you know, they did it right because it capitalized on their big trade. And our big trade, we traded Dame. They still need to trade Malcolm to kind of complete what we think of that trade.
But yeah, we didn't
get
Robert Williams, too.
We didn't get a shit. Yeah, but he can't stay healthy. We didn't get a Shai Gilgeous out of that.
No.
So,
and the picks are, by the way, down the road. They're not hitting now. They're 5 years from now, yeah, or whenever.
Yeah, it's a down the road thing. And so it's just kind of like, did you get a piece? Oklahoma City traded their guy, one of their guys. They got a piece. It's massive. So how you trade and what you trade and what you get back, it all makes a difference. It can't just solely be, we're going to hit on the draft picks. Well, Shaden played 30 games. You have no read of what that is. Scoot statistically had one of the worst rookie seasons of all time. Shooting splits were just atrocious. And you hope that they can hit this year. And that's the best you can hope for, unless they make a trade of an Ant, a Brogdon, a Grant, and they identify that SGA-esque type piece, a young stud that will fit well. Doesn't have to be first-team All-NBA, but you hit on a piece that makes a lot of sense for what you're building.
To the note of luck as well, I love pointing this out. Golden State is the dominant dynasty of our modern, the last 10 years or whatever in the NBA. They've been elite. They're well-run. Everybody gives them their flowers and accolades. They built a new stadium. They're one of the most respected organizations right now in the NBA. The three picks before Steph Curry in the 2009 draft were Tyreek Evans to Sacramento, guard. Ricky Rubio to Minnesota, guard. Johnny Flynn to Minnesota, a guard.
Mm-hmm.
If Sacramento and Minnesota
all out of the league, by the way,
all out of the league. if they're just not dumb, and Steph Curry goes a pick ahead, the Golden State Warriors do not have a dynasty. They do not have four NBA championships.
No. And they almost
that's
they,
all it takes.
They also kicked around trading Clay for Kevin Love.
They did early
before
on,
they won
that.
Anything, and early it was like, on. Ooh, I think most people are like, I think you do it. Kevin Love's awesome, Minnesota. They're like, no,
that was probably one of those.
We got the splash, but well, I think what you and I have both kind of done in different ways is we've both kind of reached the same thing. The whole idea of like, you either are the top end or you tank. You can kick around being in the middle, but can you build upon being in the middle to kind of build up versus when you bottom out, it's not always easy to dig out of that hole. You look up, you're like, oh, I'm 8 feet down. I need somebody to lend me a hand.
Yeah.
It's not always easy to dig yourself out of that hole as we talk about Joel Embiid and Anthony Davis in the segment.
We excited for Phillies and or Phillies 76ers and Knicks tonight.
I think the 76ers can get back in this series.
I don't know
if I'm going as far as Embiid.
They should have won game. They had no business.
Oh, you can
that
argue
game.
They should have won the first two. They've played Brunson really well. They've put him into defensive hell.
Yeah,
they just can't capitalize when they need to. Obviously, the NBA had some mistakes in officiating, but still rebound. Like Joel Embiid, I love Joel Embiid. I will defend Joel Embiid to a certain extent. You cannot have Hartenstein running in and grabbing multiple big-time rebounds at crucial points. Put a body. You're the biggest one on the court. I think they can win tonight. The Lakers, I mean, Denver played about as poorly as they could.
As bad as they could.
They were down 20 and they came back. I tend to think that Denver's going to finish that series pretty quickly.
Can't wait for them to hang another almost beat the Nuggets banner tonight, up by 12 with like 7 minutes to go. Hey, look at that. It could have been 2-1. Could have been 2-1. They got that streak going.
I can't
right
wait
now.
For LeBron's legacy to take like four pegs down when they lose in the first round, too. That'll be fun.
And then we won't bat an eye at Kevin Durant getting swept out of the first round by the Minnesota Timberwolves and Rudy Gobert. All right, there you go. There's your NBA break in the action. Let's get back to the NFL draft. I got a couple of thoughts, and listeners had some on Michael Penix that I want to read as we get eager to watch the first round tonight. Also, some names to keep an eye on that might go from the local schools. We're back after this. First, here's Schulze with SportsCenter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What do you got? We got tagged in a tweet, which is appreciated.
Oh, we love you. Thanks for tweeting us. Who tagged us?
Brian, one of our P1s.
Shout out. What are we doing, Brian?
Killer Twitter account, Nighthawk.
Nighthawk.
That's pretty, like the stepbrothers.
That's pretty cool.
You'll call me Nighthawk. But no, he tags us in these tweets. I appreciate it. I missed it. 20 minutes ago, KGW announced that they have a multi-year partnership with the Kraken to broadcast 70 games.
KGW?
KGW.
KGW.
Yeah.
The KGW.
You know, good job, KGW. I miss the KGW Blazer days, man.
Can I just repeat the segment that we just did? The Seattle NHL team is now going to be accessible via easy...
Local free channels.
In Portland.
Over the air.
In Portland.
Yes.
And not the NBA team.
NBC affiliates in Seattle and Portland partnered together and said, let's make hacky. Let's do that hacky.
Let's do that hacky. Maybe it helps us get an NHL team if Jody Allen would get out of the way.
Oh, could you imagine?
No, the Moda Center is a perfect hockey arena, and we should have a team.
You're not wrong, but this is the start of all teams doing this. I'm telling you guys.
They have to.
I mean, there's no way with the current landscape of regional sports fees.
Oh, those things are dying. Those networks.
And the hundreds of millions of dollars that teams were making from that, they're not just going to kiss that money goodbye. They're going to be like, well, how can we make this up? And Joe Tsai with the Phoenix Suns leading the charge. They made their baseball and their basketball teams free. Root Sports and Diamond Sports or whatever. I think the Diamondbacks are now broadcast.
I think you're talking about Ishbia.
Yes, yeah, sorry, not Joe
Tsai. Is the Brooklyn Nets guy,
I think.
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah, I'm talking
Ishbia did that with the Suns.
Talking about Ishbia. And it's literally been so well received that most of their fans are spending more money to go to games, which, shocking, they're willing to spend when they don't feel like they're being nickel and dimed in every other aspect of their sports fandom. Wow.
Amen, buddy. Amen. I wanted to get a couple thoughts in on Penix. The range of opinions on him I find very interesting. Like the Knicks stuff, it's more of like we'll kind of see. Maybe second round guy, maybe late first round. There's not a wide range of takes that come in on him. I do sense that with Penix. And there's two knocks that he gets a lot. And this is why I can't wait to see where he goes tonight, what the fit is. The two knocks that I see the most from him are the athleticism / injury history. That's the biggest red flag, I would argue, for him. And then red flag number two is his age. He's old. Like Schulze was going on that earlier. He's old. Should that be a concern, right? That's out there. I wanted to read a couple thoughts here at the Vancouver Forward Text Line because I think they sum up how I feel perfectly.
Okay.
And how it's funny how different narratives sticks to guys and we use it as kind of like, a critique. Somebody said, explain the age concern to me. Penix is 23, turns 24 in May. How old is Jaden Daniels?
I think he's as old as Penix, if not a little older.
He's 23 with a December birthday. He's slightly older. So
one had a Heisman year, though, you know?
And Penix should have had a Heisman year. If he played in the SEC, he would have won the Heisman.
Didn't one have a major knee injury, though, too?
I mean, sure. Hold on. Let me get to the other one. So Daniels probably had injuries. I don't know how many of them are major. I don't remember every specific
detail of his
career.
He got knocked out of the Bama game with the concussion.
I do remember that. And then another one read, Penix ran a 4.46 40-yard dash at the combine. and was most definitely a dual threat prior to the injuries. He also showed late in the season that he can use his mobility. He did in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
But they had to deliberately restrict it just to keep him healthy throughout the year. I'd be more concerned about the injury history than his lack of mobility, but apparently his medicals at the combine were also pretty good. So here you have these red flags of age, but it doesn't stick to Jaden Daniels. So he can be the number two pick at 23, but Penix can't touch him. He's too old. They're the same age. And then a concern about the athleticism and mobility when he ran a 4.46 at the NFL Combine.
Penix?
He did.
I thought he ran a 4.6 at his pro day. I don't think he ran at the Combine.
Let me see if I can. I'm just
I believe he ran. If I'm wrong,
everything's
that's
factual
fine.
That comes in at the text line.
Well, text police help us a lot with what we're not right on. I don't believe he ran at the Combine. I think he ran his pro day, and I think he ran a 4.6, which is still good.
4.46?
Okay, it was at the Combine. Okay.
He said he was disappointed with a 4.46. Should have been a 4.4.
Okay, maybe I got the numbers wrong.
And that was at his pro day.
Okay, so he didn't run at the Combine. It was a pro day?
Yes.
I remember him being shirtless running at a pro day. The thing about that, though, is if you show your speed, does that mean you're actually willing to run? And we don't have a whole lot of evidence that he wanted to do that at Washington. He was clearly a guy that hung in there and waited for guys or gave them a fit. Like, he gave Rome Odunze quite a bit of 50-50 balls. And Rome Odunze, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
That's why I love Rome Odunze. Harrison Jr. neighbors could be absolute units. Whether I'm wrong or right, I don't care. I will go down with the, I've watched Rome Odunze play football. I think he's really effing good. Yep. The knocks on Penix can be a little bit of the completion percentages, what he's going to be at certain levels of the field. I don't care about age. Injury stuff, it kind of matters, but he was able to be totally fine. I think we all thought he was injured for most of this year at different points.
It fooled us all into thinking Oregon was going to smoke him in the Pac-12 title game.
The Washington State game was weird. You had that thing. We kept going to that box and just like putting himself half in it. I don't know what that was.
And we found out after the season he was like praying to a Jobu in there. Yeah, he had his like talisman in there. He's rubbing.
But I just love the moxie. I love the mental makeup of being able to write your career after having such a devastating start to it. The processing, I think the offense that DeBoer runs is pretty pro-esque kind of thing where he does have a run game if he's got a good back and Dylan Johnson's not on one foot. But also they identified proper, line blocking schemes. I think his pocket awareness was pretty good. He was able to avoid a lot of moments where it felt like he was going to get sacked. And when I watched him play, man, it just felt like the precision, the pinpoint accuracy of some of those throws, like he would sling it and you'd see the window or where he'd place the ball. I don't know. I felt this way all year. You're jumping on my corner now, and I don't want you on it. You hated him during the season because he beat your duckies. Everybody's allowed. But when I watched him, man, and we're not scouts. We don't get paid to evaluate the All-22 and find every little flaw.
We just got eyeballs, and that guy's a good football player.
So, yeah, and that's just kind of my thing is we watched him play, and I just was watching going, damn, man. Like, those are throws that he would make, and I go, those are throws you want to see on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to go down with thinking I think he could be a franchise guy if he lands in the right spot.
Let's have some fun with this one for tonight. So Vegas is at 13. That's kind of the cutoff of the desperate quarterback team. Some of them might end up moving up. Minnesota, Denver, Vegas at 11, 12, 13. Over, under 13.5, Michael Penix drafted.
I'll go over.
Over?
Yeah.
Okay. So you think he's around later in the first round?
Yes, I do. I think he is going to move him. He's moved himself up to the first round. You can hear all the noise of different analysts all you want. Ben Solak is all the way out on him, says, nope, you can't trust it. He comped him to Hendon Hooker.
Hendon Hooker?
I know. I was kind of like, what?
What are we doing?
But then Matt Miller it's like his second favorite prospect that's not getting quite the Daniels, Caleb Williams love.
He's just kind of lost in the spotlight.
He's somewhere in the middle of those two kind of opinions. I lean more Matt Miller, but I still think it's more middle, back end, first round.
Sure. Schultzy, over, under 13.5 for Penix tonight. Drafts.
I'm going
location.
Over. Possibly over. Leaking into the second round. I'm not trying to knock Penix here. There's just so much talent.
You can if you want to, though.
Yeah. Well, I already have.
Do whatever you want.
I'm not trying to pile on. There's just so much talent. We made this point in the last hour. Go podcast it wherever you get them. There's so much talent in the first round that drafting the sixth most talented quarterback in the first round
down. I think you're giving up a lot of value with that first round pick instead of addressing a real need that seems to be more of a sure thing in the first round than the fifth best quarterback.
I'm going to go under. I think we get a run. I'm still on that take. This is going to age terribly, I'm sure, by tomorrow. I think we get a run on quarterbacks, dude.
Like
I think
five in the first 12,
I think there's
picks.
A really good chance the first four picks are quarterbacks. The teams are desperate, and some are talking themselves into different guys. McCarthy's one of them that I just don't get, but I think if you the first three picks are going to be QBs, and then it all kind of hinges on Arizona at four. What do they do? If that pick gets traded and a quarterback gets taken, then you got four guys off the board. Penix is still there. What do you do if you're those teams drafting 5 through 10? Because he's probably not going to be there much longer at that point. Now, if Arizona,
you know, four are going in the top 10.
You know they are.
I mean, at least that's what it sounds like, that we know four are going in the top 10.
And I think it just depends on, is it the top four picks of the draft, or does Arizona stand pat and take a wide receiver there or somebody else? Harrison's the likely candidate. And then you kind of see, okay, do the Giants go there at six? Where else does someone fall? I think he goes under. I think somebody gets desperate and they move up, or he's still there and Minnesota, Denver, Vegas have not got their guy yet and they nab him because they don't know how long he's going
to
be around.
I love to not be a GM and then just have a take on what I think that team should do.
Idiot.
Like if New England called me today and was like, yo, we're nervous, we're lost, we're confused, what would you do, Brandon Sprague? I'd be like, trade out. Get as many assets as you can.
You suck.
Just milk the Vikings for all that they're worth. You're terrible. You need so many things. Is Drake May going to succeed there? I don't feel great on that.
To the point of you guys not being GMs, Joel S. points out on our YouTube chat, and it is such a perfect comment, we all aren't professional scouts like the ones that drafted Daniel Jones, et cetera. So.
Well, that's what we know, right? The one thing we can all acknowledge, no matter how we feel about these different prospects, right? We all, you, what a dumb take. This guy's not that good, or you're wrong. He's going to be great. The NFL themselves, the guys being paid every day to ruin their own personal lives to care about a sport, they can't even identify that position. It's less than a 50% hit rate, and probably worse than that if you evaluate it on a different scale. They can't evaluate it. So your opinion, Dirt's opinion, any listener's opinion is almost just as good a roll of the dice as an actual scout that watches these games, gets the all 22, and ignores their family for most of the calendar year to be right.
The Jets took Zach Wilson with his second overall pick because his mom is hot and he threw a ball 80 yards in his shorts.
Was that what they said at the press conference? His mom's hot and he's got a good throw in shorts?
We want her in the stands.
Okay.
He's got a look. You know, so quarterbacks, you've got a certain look and he's got it.
It'd be funny if they're like, he's got a look.
She looks really. He looks really smart. He's a really smart quarterback. All right, let's wrap it up, and we're fired up for the NFL draft. Final thoughts on it as we close up next on The Fam.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So long ago, I don't remember when. That's when they say I lost my only friend.
This is Draft Week with Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness.
On 1080 The Fan.
Well, we don't have a lot of time here, so a quick just alert. Keep an eye on tonight. The Islanders blew an epic, epic two-goal lead in Game 2 of their series in Carolina. They're not back
at home. It was a three-goal lead.
Three-goal lead. Touche.
Yeah,
thank you.
3-0.
And they are home against Carolina tonight in Game 3, and then Florida and Tampa is the other hockey game tonight. You also got a couple of NBA games as well that we got into a bit earlier. Cavs and Magic, which is just kind of the forgotten series of the first round for everybody. And then Knicks, Sixers, and Nuggets, and Lakers. Do we get 3-0 series leads quickly in both
no.
of them? No. Philly gets a win?
Philly gets a win. The Laker one is such
Lakers are favored in the game tonight.
Yeah, no, it's a coin
they
flip.
They are the favorite.
If you told me they lose in five, like, you're not going to be shocked by that.
No.
I'll still take Denver.
Okay. This seems like there's a little bit of value there.
Thing you and I talked about during a break, and we don't need to bemoan this. We've done a lot of NFL stuff today. I'm jacked for the draft. It's going to be amazing to watch. NBA playoffs, NHL hockey, obviously, as I get tagged in tweets saying I'm not man enough because I'm not watching hockey.
You're not. That's what the people are saying.
Yeah, they are saying that in the streets.
Your little Nancy Boy Sprague. That's what they call you.
Actually, you know what? I was called Nancy Boy by my uncle back in the day when I got earrings. It's funny you said that. I literally was called Fancy Nancy because I had cubic zirconium earrings because I thought it was cool.
You should not have said that out loud.
Why?
I'm going to start calling you Fancy
That's
Nancy
okay.
now.
That's all right.
That's a phenomenal nickname.
Soy Boy, Fancy Nancy.
Hey, Fancy Nancy.
It's a little thing, but this is just kind of our only, like, why we highlight some nervousness about the future of the Blazers. It seems like they're going to jump off that root ship soon, which is great. We couldn't have announced that before the Seattle hockey team.
What city are we in again? I forget.
They're going to be on KGW. Oh. I hope we can get something like that.
Are we doing a show in Seattle? Right? No, we're doing a show in Portland. That's right.
Yeah. Name the last time that the Portland Trailblazers organization was on the forefront or made the right public decision and announced it about
ownership
anything.
Is not a problem, Schulte.
Okay.
Ownership is not a that's not a deal.
Gotcha.
It's not a problem at all. Everything's fine.
So is it the fans? What is it?
You. You're the problem.
Hey.
You're the problem.
Good luck to everybody's team tonight. I'm sure your team's going to hit the right draft pick.
Yes, you're going to hit home
run. Your team's going to win the draft. And I hope we get absolute chaos and insanity. The Chargers have drafted J.J. McCarthy.
Can you imagine if that happened tonight? Oh, my God.
They won't do it,
though. They won't do it. Hey, by the way, quick note for the YouTube bros out there. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video while you're there. Ryan Clark of the Oregonian, we're going to do something with him later today.
Yes.
YouTube exclusive.
Expect that in the afternoon on the YouTube page.
Oregon spring game. Just have some. He's covering the Ducks. He's down there. Big spring game on Saturday. We'll have some on that tomorrow. We'll break down everything that happens tonight. It is going to be a fancy Nancy Fancy show tomorrow. I can't wait. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Enjoy the draft, everybody. Calling us next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.